We're continuing our thought of the tongue and our speech and our words to finish out January. And we're going to revisit Ephesians chapter 4 and verse number 15 and draw a few principles for our lesson this evening. Of course, if we recall the context of Ephesians chapter 4, it begins by talking about the unity that we seek to endeavor in the Spirit. And mentions those seven ones. And continues to describe some things that are given to us, such as the roles of the church and the miraculous, if you will. That was for the purpose of the maturing of the church. A purpose of us growing up into Christ and no longer being children who are tossed to and fro. And particularly with our growth, we should get to a point where we are doing something. And we see that something in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse number 15. It says, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. So one, we see here that we ought to be speaking the truth in such a way that the spirit of love is maintained and we grow up into the head, which is Christ. And what we're going to put emphasis on this evening is speaking the truth. For us to grow spiritually, and the point of maturity described here is speaking the truth. And I thought of two ways that we could make some application with this. A, when we think about truth and speaking, we often note John 17, 17. Sanctify them through the truth. Thy word is truth. So A, we should be speaking God's words. And those words are profitable. He said in Isaiah 55, 11, my words aren't void. They don't come back to me void. They're profitable. They're useful. We could even go to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 and following, and realize that the word of God is extremely profitable. It makes us wise into salvation. It makes us prepared for every good work. It's profitable. So those are words that we should be speaking towards one another. We shouldn't be like false teachers who speak feigned words, according to 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 3. And feigned words are words that are not based in truth. They have no foundation in truth. That's what the false teacher does. But the mature Christian, the mature body of Christ, it's speaking the truth in love. We have to put a priority on speaking the truth. And I figured that one's pretty simple for us to understand and wrap our minds around. We often remind ourselves of that. But then I thought, you know, speaking the truth also requires honesty. It requires honesty. And my initial thought was, well, you need to mention Proverbs 27, verse number 5, that open rebuke is better than secret love. That we need to be willing to just be blunt and be honest with one another. But then I was reminded that, well, there's Proverbs 27, verse number 2 as well, and it says, let another man praise thee. So if we are to be honest in our speech, we should be balanced in our speech to just call things what they are. If someone is doing good, we should be honest about that. If someone is doing evil, we should be honest about that. Because we do see marking in two senses in the Scripture. We see Romans 16 and 17 that those who cause division, they need to be marked and they need to be avoided. But if we note Philippians chapter 3 and verse number 17, we need to mark those who are doing good. We need to set them as examples that they should be imitated. And something that was fresh on my mind that I wanted to remind us of is Hebrews chapter 6 and verse number 10. Because thinking about this balance, we need to be willing to call out what is evil and to call out what is good. And I'm going to emphasize that we need to put a premium on honesty. Telling people the way that it is. Because I need you to tell me when I'm messing up, but I need you to tell me I'm doing good as well. I need you to reinforce my good behavior too. I need a little bit of both. And I imagine you do too. But the principle of Hebrews chapter 6 and verse number 10 is powerful. It says, for God is not unrighteous to forget your works and labor of love, which ye have showed toward his name, and that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. It would be unjust and unrighteous for God to forget the good that we have done. We shouldn't do that to one another. We're willing to remember the good that we do and to build each other up in that. And we should be honest. I need to know what you're good at, too. I mean, I know we don't want to be boastful, but just be honest. Call it what it is. Tell us your strengths. Tell us your weaknesses. Say the same to me. I'm trying to put a premium on being honest myself. Sometimes I just like to stop talking rather than say what I'm actually thinking. But sometimes it's profitable to be honest, to be blunt, to say what needs to be said. Brethren, the mature church, our speech, it should be one where we're speaking the truth, where we put a priority on God's word being spoken because it's profitable, and where we put a priority on the truth being spoken, whether it be positive or negative. The truth has to be spoken. And so as we offer our invitation here, as we go through our reflection, we need to make sure that's what we are intentionally doing, is speaking the truth. Because the beautiful part about, well, I'll say, the humbling part about speaking God's word is that Luke 6:45 reigns true. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. And an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaketh. We cannot speak God's word unless it enters our heart first. It will never cross our lips unless we take the time to put it in our mind. The same is true for all these other things. We have to prepare ourselves to speak the truth. And as I mentioned again, I'm about to offer the invitation as we reflect on these things. We need to think about the things that we're saying. We need to watch what we're saying. If God's word isn't in there, we need to fix that. If we're not being honest with one another, we need to fix that. But if we have any need, would you please come as we stand? Or would you please come as we stand and as we sing?